Chapter 20. So the old man, who was called Martin, embarked with Candide for Bordeaux. Both had seen and suffered much, and even if their ship had been sailing from Suriname to Japan by way of the Cape of Good Hope, they would have spent the entire length of the voyage discussing the topic of moral and physical evil. In their debates, Candide had one great advantage over Martin, because he still hoped to see Mademoiselle Cunegonde again, whereas Martin had nothing to hope for. Moreover, the lad possessed gold and diamonds, and although he had lost the 100 large red sheep laden with the greatest treasures on earth, and although he was still enraged at being robbed by the Dutch captain, when he thought of what he still had left in his pockets, and when he spoke of Cunegonde, especially at the end of a meal, he still felt himself inclined towards the optimism of his tutor Pangloss. "But what do you think of all this, Martin?" said he to the man of letters. "What is your view of moral and physical evil?"
"Lad," replied Martin, "the priests accuse me of being a Unitarian, but the truth is I am a pessimist."
"You are poking fun at me," said Candide. "There are no pessimists left in the world."
"I am one," said Martin. "I don't know what to do about it, but I am unable to think in any other fashion."
"You must be possessed by the devil," said Candide.
"He takes so great a share in the affairs of this world," said Martin, "that he might well be in me, as he is everywhere else. But I confess that when I consider this globe, or rather this globule, I think that God has abandoned it to some evil creature. I have never seen a town which did not desire the ruin of the next town, never a family which did not wish to exterminate some other family. Everywhere the weak loathe the powerful before whom they cower, and the powerful treat them like flocks of sheep whose wool and flesh are to be sold. A million drilled assassins go from one end of Europe to the other, murdering and robbing with discipline in order to earn their bread, because there is no occupation more honest. And in the towns which seem to enjoy peace and where the arts flourish, men are devoured by more envy, troubles, and worries than the afflictions of a besieged town. Secret griefs are more cruel than public miseries. In a word, I have seen so much, and endured so much, that I have become a pessimist."
"Yet there is some good," replied Candide.
"If there is, I've never seen it."
In the midst of this dispute, they heard the sound of cannon. The noise increased every moment, and everyone took out his telescope. About 3 miles away, there were two ships engaged in battle, and before long, the wind had brought them close enough to watch the fighting with ease. At last, one of the ships fired a broadside so low and accurate that the other ship began to sink. Candide and Martin could see clearly 100 men on the main deck of the doomed vessel raising their hands to heaven and uttering frightful shrieks, but in a moment they were engulfed.
"Well," said Martin, "that is how men treat each other."
"It was diabolically horrible," said Candide. "That's true." As he was speaking, he saw something the color of brilliant red swimming near their ship. A boat was launched to see what it could be, and Candide was overjoyed to discover that it was one of his sheep. Indeed, he felt more joy at recovering this one red sheep than grief at losing the other 99 that had been laden with large diamonds. Their captain soon perceived that the remaining ship was Spanish, and that the sunken ship was a Dutch pirate, the very same who had robbed Candide. The immense wealth the villain had amassed was swallowed up with him in the sea, and only the sheep was saved. "You see," said Candide to Martin, "crime is sometimes punished.
This scoundrel of a Dutch captain has met the fate he deserved.
Yes, said Martin, but surely not all the passengers on that ship were criminals. If God punished the thief, who punished the others? The devil?
Meanwhile, their vessel sailed on. Candide and Martin argued for a fortnight, and at the end of the fortnight, they had gotten no further than at the beginning. But they talked, they exchanged ideas, and they consoled each other. Candide would pet his sheep.
"Since I have found you again," said he, "I may very likely find fair Cunegonde.